Beginn der Karten darf, im Sech des Gitten darf, nun hey, beginn der Mal, auf beginn tuis nach, beginn sich auch, auf hakatane Bas Yisrael. Regarding the minor, Bas Yisrael, that's married to a kind that she could eat Truma. Shteis explains, but Truma Dra Banari, must be Truma Rabbinic Truma. Well, a man dumb, according to the one who holds, in Kirch Beit Chacham, there's no ability in the hand, in the power of the sages, like a Dabna Tari, to upper biblical law, could mean Bresh Yisrael, like the Muslim Yibamit of Tzadim and Av. The Mefarash explains, but Chaz begin the Truma, then she could eat because of him Truma, must be Truma Dra Banari, because it's only Rabbinic marriage. Biblically, she's obviously, a non-Kahenis, so it must be rabbinic truma. Then it says, even to me, say, why? But look, my fellow, truma de reis. Why can't you say it's even to my biblical truma? The kot nechon nebeilzu. Okay, let's just, if for her, it's like actually a zara eating truma. What's the big deal? She's a minor, and a minor, a kriyat sabi non-kosher. We don't have to stop them. So why can't it be biblical truma? Yeshua test, what you can say is, yeah, the kot nechon nebeilzu, but still, this question about if a child could eat non-kosher, boyehi, the big cherish over there in the Romans of Kavidal Menat. Well, if then it wasn't resolved, Ibez Mitum of Yishai loved, if the courts are commanded to separate the Menat. Since it wasn't resolved, we're not going to go specifically according to one man the Amma. But also, additionally, because the Chilis begin to mash by the words of that she could eat because of him, sounds like the Vilma Chil Bidam, that the husband could feed it to her with his hands. Now that we know it's a sphere if it actually be forbidden. But mash also sounds like the Philichi Godlo, that even when she becomes an adult, the Chilis Mikhech said she could eat because of this. Apishadain by ball, and which would be a problematic if she was a gedola. Now, Bachalik is reading the Truma Drabon Otto Dereisa. It takes a bottle of my question. It says, okay, even if you're bending Truma, why don't we make Otto Dereisa get the Rigazin Besamach? We say, Shodik Bechesh Bebekakas, that fill of Tekel Truma Dereisa. No, because they says, because even if she would eat Bibble the Truma, Lamaisa Hakatani, she is a minor, which again, that wouldn't be a problem. So, therefore, we're not going to make Xer in that case. Next, I just want to bring the Zignoga. My time, what's the reason? Because Yish could do like honey. Because Yish itself does not acquire. And because of that, so that's why, biblically, the Chatzis Kazula would not be Mechaperes. So it says, Hachasaba Ula. So here we see from my Gemara that Ula holds that the Yish, like honey, that Yish alone, the fact that the owner gave up hope, as the Gemara says clearly in the Divrei Maskil Hebtais, it's not going to be acquired. Now, Meruba and public comment of some of the Menav Nam Amar Ula Ula Osis and Menayim LeYish Ein Nakayin BeChulu, but no Yish Nakayin, etc. You see, he holds Yish alone as Nakayin. Veikshav Ben Tam, Ben Tam asks, "Is the Bagud Labaster? Then public comment of Kovidal Menav Gabi Pluk Dibshim Rabbanon, the Gan of Gazlin." This Machleik is regarding which one would you say there would be more of a Yish on? Amar Ula Ula says Machleik is Bestam. The Machleik is regarding unspecific. I'll be a dua, but if it's known, then if I call Yish Kain, everyone would agree that yes, just the Yish alone would be Kain. So wait a second, I thought you said that Yish is not Kain in these two sources, including Agamar. So Rabbi Ben Tami says, the B'chol Malkum, truthfully, in all places, Yish Kain Lulo, as the Gemara says over there, Nef Kavid out. He holds Yish alone is Kain. Rakhlein, in carbon, it's only regarding carbon, which is what our Sugi's talking about. She Klash La Krava, that it should be Klash La for to sacrifice. Come on, that's what he says over here, that it's not going to be Kain. It's not going to acquire. That's Mishum the Mitzvah Babaveri, because you want to do a mitzvah with it. No, that you can't do a mitzvah with a sin, even though you're kind of with Yish. But then you should know this, because the Basama Paragal Ula, Sholik the Gemara asked to Ula Megon the Behiktish. In the case when the guy steals and then he sanctifies the Achach Machabatabach and then he sells and he slaughters the Chul, etc. And why asking from there? Why don't you just ask from the Allah itself? Am I putting down the hey? Why asking from the Machabatabach part to say, wait a second, you know? Is it his or it's not? Why ask from the halach of Dal Behei? For Allah the hektish katavach, and he's not slaughtering that one's of hektish yish like honey. If yish is not kaina, so he should have asked from that halach itself, because why you put it from Dal Behei? Elavad, rather obviously, says Rabbeinu Tam, that yish lechomi lekani. The truth is yish would acquire. Rakli na krava. It's only regarding the sacrifice, and that's the part that the Gemara asks from. Lachi parach. That's what the Gemara asks. From the Tanya, elephant that I do on the brayis on the bechutz chayv kares. That when you slaughter out of the base of mikdash, you can be chayv kares. Alma. So you see, what do you see from the road? La pesach al moyedhu. That yeah, of course we know Yish is kind of no place, and of course we know that you can be part of it. We're not asking on that. Ula agrees to that. Question is from the halacha of that you can be chayv bechutz. Chayv bechutz only if it's royal la pesach. Oh, so obviously, about filling that krava, that must be even regarding sacrifice. Kan yish, yish is kain, and that's the question the Gemara has on the law. But because Rabbi Yitzchak, this is difficult to Rabbi Yitzchak, Because the Besamach, shortly, the Masig Rebbe Rebbe comes out and he says, the blood is Inishalai. The although he's kind of the Ganav, but the children, the offspring is not his. Rakmash has Hekdash only for the time of when he makes it Hekdash. But even the Ulukom, and he's going according to Uluk, and Milk HaSugli, it's obvious from the Sugya. Now the problem is like this. Vila Ula, and if according to Uli, he's saying Yish Kani Yish is generally Kainam, HaKarcha B'Shas Yish. Then from the time of the giving up, the Hain B'Shas Gneb, which when he steals it, then Kiyuz HaSev, let's say, they have it, already be his already event, because he's Kainam then. Why is it only B'Shas Hekdar? But Kosh also, the difficulty is the Mashmah, it sounds like the Yish Kani, the Yish is Kainam, oh, then Asri Shabbat didn't make sense. But Vahab Merubah, the Gemara, Babakam, and Asam Chaz, and Beis, Parach, Ipch, the Gemara, actually the opposite. If you're going to shlokish, that he says, Chiyubal if ne yish, the liability is before yish, or belach yish, but after yish, oh, and it says already, Shalai yutaveach, b'shalai yamaychir, it's his own that he's selling, that he's slaughtering, megana behiktish. So the question is, from the place where the guy steals and he's marked, there's a ba'akach tavam chamocha, then he slaughters, and he sells, b'chul, etc., so emas when, ilim lefne yish, if you think it's before yish, so mikadish, is it going to be sanctified? What do I mean? How could he be makdish? It's not even his. El b'shid lach yish. Rather, obviously, it's after yish. Now, this is the question. Be yish kani. If you're going to say that yish is kainam, so my yiri hiktish. Then why is the Gemara have to say because of the fact of his being makdish? That's why he should be exempt. What do you mean? Can the hiktish not be put in double hay? Even if not makdish, be put in double hay because there's a layer to bed. Because it's his own thing that he's learning and that he's selling. And says Taisha Velikalish, no, you cannot answer kiddush shani hustle mashlok, because I think my answer over there. The Rishlokish says, that the owner was makdash in the house of the Ganav. That's how he became makdash, right? He can't be makdash because it's not his. It's only the owner can't say it because if that's the case, Michael Baruch Ula, why is the Gemara asking according to Ula? Koros my abedite. Well, where are you getting koros from? Of course you can chayv koros. The role of Pesach El Moed, not because of him. You're right. Yish is not kainah, but it's keeping shikdash b'ilam because the owner was makdash. It's obviously the owner was not makdash because that's what would be the Gemara's question. So you can't give that answer that Rosh Lakish gives over there. So rather than nearly being the Yitzchak, appears to be the Yitzchak, that actually the B'chol Mokum, the Ula, in all places according to Ula, actually Yish Loikon. Actually, Yish is not going to be kind. As he says over here, and he says Meruba, aye, so what do you do? V'hai the Gezel Basra, the Gemara over there, and the Kavidal Med Aleph. Have a Yish V'shina Hashem. That's not just Yish. There's Yish in a change of title. The Mekara Mashcha, Mahashta Avarza, which it's something else, which it's a, It becomes something else. Because I'm a rule, like the Gemara says, when that's something on bomb and base. Now, I've got to get the carbon. I may have a yish v'shen Hashem. Oh, what do you do with the case of carbon? That's also yish v'shen Hashem. I mean, I'm a hasam, like the Gemara says, when that's something signed, but not because mekar chul mash the hektish before it was unconsecrated, now it's holy. But since this mekamakim still keeping the inner corner, the mach mash hektish since the acquisition only because he's makdash it. But like lahoy corner like kaidim, and it was not acquired him beforehand. Pasuk one like Rava, still the Torah says it's going to be invalid for sacrifice. Mishum mitzah baba veira. Because it's a mitzvah coming through not there. So although you're right, it should really be kind because it has Yish Hashin Hashem, but no, it's ultimately worse by a carbon because it's above there. Me, however, but you're right, if it was acquired to me before the Hekdash, well, have a Chash Mitzvah above there, that actually would not be considered a mitzvah above there, because Mitzvah Besuk, like it's obviously the Mitzvah of Laman Amanath. Domlo Rabun Lahana Bankri, Rabun said to those sharecroppers, Kizam Nisu, Asam, and Avikacham, when you buy the Hadassim from the non-Jews, let them cut off and add you, because else you're going to be doing the Mitzvah Gezel. Oh, partly more as why can I acquire it with the change of title? Because before it was called one thing, now it's called Hadassim. Mashmet sounds like, but says it sounds like from the Gemara, but they condolate that if they would acquire it, should have a mitzvah. But there would not be any more problem. It's a mitzvah because that's how it would be used to the mitzvah with them. And says v'deich layman, it's pushing it to say that the subject of Yitzchak banachmeni b'lei chashem mitzvah there, and that's why. No, it sounds like that even if you hold mitzvah there, that would not be a problem over there at all. But in more of a mean Hassan Gemara actually tells us about the Haikshurdim and Talaltam, the beam of the Sukkah, that of the Barabban, the Kantab Ne'er Sham, the Barabban made a Takana that you don't have to return it because the real people are not going to want to do tshuva. Now, the thing is, as Tayyus is with Sukkah, Levi'in Mishalachem, the Sukkah doesn't have to be yours, and the Levi'in only validation would only be El Mishalachem Mitzah Babavera. And you see, Vichikan, Yibetakan, Rabbanan, because of Takan Sashavim, that Leichasha Mitzah Babavera is not considered Mitzah Babavera. So says Tayyus, Koshkin, all the more so, Ikonik in Yagamar, it would be a full fledged kin. Now, Bahadam, Reisha Gazel Kamadizik, Moses, Mabakam, that's out, Tati Amadav, Harisha Gazel, Sosha Chitin. If someone steals a measurement of wheat, Tachna, he grinds a lush, he needs it, he bakes a farm, and Mendechal, and he separates Chala. Katie, Bar, how can you make a bracha? In the Mabakam, but not, it's not a bracha, blessed, this is blasphemy. Now, Tayyus Babi says, wait a second, I've got the Kondakundakin, you acquired already before him because the Shina Kainer, besides Yish, you really you did so many changes to it. So Tayyus says, that's not difficult because in a bracha, Rolach, my Yaisa. granting blessing, it's appropriate to be more stringent. And therefore, Chashem Mitzvah Bavir, it's considered a mitzvah coming from sin. Avagav the Gag Kana, although he already acquired it, still, Ein L'Hashkin Hashem Shemayim, one should not mention God's name on that. Now, in our Sugya, Ilav Ahid B'Tani Allah, if not for the rest that we said on that, it would make sense that you would be exempt from Dal Behe, because it's, you're right, Yish alone is not Kain, but Dabi Yish Rishin Hashem. It's Yish and Shin Hashem. Where the Lech Lemifrach, or the Gir says, Vilek Lemifrach, it's a new idea. The Lech Lemifrach, Nami Yosu, can't ask Yish Kani if Yish acquires Kalek Dishnami, then even does not match Yish also. No, it's not true. It's only because it has we're saying it's because of the Shin Hashem. And Ula Rabbi Yehuda, or Dil Rabbi Yehuda, Nam Yish Gered Delekani, that also, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yish itself is not Kaina. El Yish Rishon Hashem, he also agrees to the pitzel has to be Yish Rishon Hashem. But, Beloi Chayish L'tam Nitzah Bavavir. He's just not concerned with the idea of Nitzah Bavavir, and therefore, you are going to be Kaina. Meaning, and therefore, you can go ahead and use it.